The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it's wonderful to be speaking with you on this Wednesday, January 13th, at shortly after 3 o'clock if you're listening to us live, or shortly after 6 p.m. if you're listening to our rebroadcast. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. The number for that is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 if you got any questions, and state officials and health folks will reply to those questions. If you dial 211, you'll get connected to community resources and referral services from anywhere in Washington State through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Our state-level news for today includes that Governor Inslee delivered his inaugural address to a remote meeting of the state legislature today, urging Washington State to move to a new normal that addresses issues that include equity, pandemic recovery, affordable housing, police reform, and climate change. The address can be seen online at tvw.org. All committee hearings for the legislative session in both chambers are being held remotely, but public participation is still allowed, albeit remotely. Hearings and floor votes will continue to be broadcast or live streamed by TVW, which is the state's government affairs channel. Washington state health officials are sticking to the two-dose vaccination recommendation, despite some countries or regions considering vaccinating populations with one dose to start. Research showed that two doses of either of the two approved vaccines, be it Pfizer or Moderna, prevent 94 or 95% of COVID cases and almost no serious illnesses in those who do become affected. Just one dose, on the other hand, prevents at least 50% of coronavirus infections and might prevent up to 90% of infections or severe illness, but there's not enough data from trials to determine how well it prevents severe cases if you just get one dose. So our Washington state officials are sticking to the two-dose vaccination recommendation. Our regional news for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at airtime had not yet reported the case count for today. Yesterday, there were 143 cases, but the department was noting that yesterday's case count was likely an undercount due to lab processing delay with the state reporting system. They also note that in general, case counts appear to be increasing because the prior 4 days or so, there were nearly 300 cases each day. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 286, and with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people is 444. The City of Tacoma is offering a resurgence business loan with the support of the Tacoma Urban League, Latinx Unidos, and the Asia Pacific Cultural Center, and the Latino Community Fund. Contact Will Suarez at 253-591-5590 or email resurgenceloan@cityoftacoma.org. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. Our King County listeners, you can go to kingcounty.gov and follow links there. Or if you're anywhere in the state, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and click links for Get Tested. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Our remaining mobile testing events for this week include tomorrow, January 14th, the health department will be out at Centro Latino in Hilltop and at the Star Center, located at 3873 South 66th Street, and at the Lakewood Emission Inspection Station. On Friday, January 15th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be doing free COVID-19 tests at the West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, as well as at Bethlehem Baptist Church, located at 4818 Portland Avenue East, and at the Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. For those tests, no ID is required. Tests are free and open to anyone. And most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., except the ones at the Lakewood Station, which go till 5:30. You can check tpchd.org for specifics, and results are available in 3 to 7 days. Well, that's the updates that I have for us today. I'm certain that in the subsequent days, as the legislature gets underway and as we have more vaccination efforts that are being rolled out, we'll have more of that information. But if you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can always go to our website, daily.ktqa.org. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma, 211 for Community Resources, and our phone number where you can text us or call us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of today, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM. If you aren't on our email list, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. Talk to you on Thursday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.